Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, what's the best word to describe your first half?
I'd say inconsistent, Schultzy.
Is there a good way to fix that in the second half, or are you who you are?
No, I don't think we are who we are. I mean, you want to try to gain more consistency, and I think obviously, again, when you're consistent, you know what you're going to see night in and night out, and that was the thing. I mean, there was nights that more nights than not, we saw very good, consistent. I would say possession play by our team. But again, the end result wasn't probably the goals that you wanted. You wanted to get to 3 a game, and there was times we got that, but there was times we didn't. But again, we still possessed the puck. We did the things necessary. And then obviously there was times that, and again, I don't know if it was so much consistency defensively, because at the end of the day, we are 2.4. We're giving up 2.4 goals a game. But, we kind of probably, again, at the wrong time of the game, we were giving up a goal and when we shouldn't have. And, a lot of that was in the third period.
The break can be good for a team that is maybe struggling. Break can be terrible if a team is on fire. How do you approach a break this year for your team?
I approach it the same way every year. I think, again, I've had teams that we were on fire the first half, and I've had some teams that were inconsistent. And I think a break is always good, Schultzy. I don't care. Even if you're on fire, even if you're playing well, I think it's always good. Just because, again, I've said it 1,000 times, and it is what it is, but we have such a long, grinding season. So anytime you get a break, I think you value that break. And what you have to do is then you just look forward to when you get back to just, again, whether it's continuing your performance or obviously, again, trying to boost your performance.
How do you approach those first few practices coming back just to get guys back in shape as fast as you can?
What we did, and again, the bottom line is everybody's on the same playing field. So was Fairbanks. So it's all level playing field. We just wanted to get a lot of puck touches and get their hands back. The first 2 days was more about their hands. And, the third and fourth were more about their feet. And that's all we try to do is get a lot of puck touches, play a lot of small games, get the hands back a little bit. And then, obviously, again, as we're doing that, we're trying to obviously get our cardio back. And, days 3 and 4, again, we're hitting it pretty hard from a tempo standpoint.
How does 6 hours in a plane and the time change here change all that?
Well, it was a long day. I mean, I think it was 18 hours. When we leave at 9:45 in the morning, and I think we basically went to bed at 3 in the morning our time, Schultzy. I think it was midnight by the time we got to bed. We had our post-game meal, maybe even 12:15, so it might have been 3:15. But, I thought we had, surprisingly enough, I thought we had a really good practice yesterday, and we had a great morning skate today. So, actually, we just commented as a staff that, we got good energy. So, it's not easy up here either, the travel, but again, so far, so good.
Everybody come back healthy.
Yeah, we are healthy, Schultzy. I mean, we have a healthy team right now. Miles is ready to go. He feels good out there. So, that was probably the big one. Jerry obviously had that broken rib, but there's not a lot of ill effects right now with that broken rib. So, I think we're ready to go.
More with Tom Ceritori when we return, the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Time for part 2 with head coach Tom Ceritori. Tom, how do you approach the break in regards to self-evaluating what your team does, what the staff does, what the players are doing, and kind of just figure out if you need to tweak anything here in the second half?
Well, you do it a lot. I mean, we do it every week, and we have a lot of the same discussions, and a lot of times it's the same answers too, but you need to talk about those things. You're constantly evaluating your performance, your personnel, what type of chemistry do you have? Do you do something to tweak that chemistry? I mean, there's no question. Sometimes you're the mad professor. You're the mad scientist sometimes, you're just trying to figure things out, but you have to. But there's obviously certain aspects of your game that, and your identity that, you have to maintain. And same thing with chemistry. There's certain guys that they have to play together, and it just works. So, now you're dealing with lesser parts if you're trying to modify certain things.
There were a couple of 10, 11-day trips that I remember in the CHA days. This is the first one in a while. What are some of the challenges of being on the road for 11 straight?
I think the biggest challenge is going to be next week, Schultzy. Right now it's like a normal weekend. And, next week it's going to get old. Mostly when it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We practice for 1 hour and 15. What else is there to do? We have to keep them busy. That can get tough. It can get stale. So they're just going to have to fight through it, though, too. I mean, they have to obviously enjoy each other. They got to embrace the travel. At least they're not in school right now, so they don't have to worry about that. And, you know, they just got to obviously, that's their mental toughness. They got to fight through that. We have to obviously do things, you know, from a team building standpoint, that's up to us. But again, they've got to have the mental toughness, you know, to get through the week and to perform.
Alaska has struggled a little bit this year as well. In your mind, what do they do best?
Well, they're tough. They're physical. That's the one thing. They're going to try to beat us up a little bit. We're not the biggest team in the world. They're going to try to beat us up a little bit. They're physical. They got, again, maybe the best player in the league, if not one of the top three forwards in the league, and Tyler Morley. So he's always a threat. He hasn't, you know, probably done, you know, what he wants to do offensively, but he can break through any time. And, you know, they've got good, very good speed, and again, they're very physical.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.